I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It wasn't surprising when tensions erupted Friday between Palestinians and Israeli soldiers in the West Bank. Tens of thousands of Palestinians were on their way to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. They wanted to attend the first Friday prayers of the Muslim holy month, Ramadan, but the Israeli army blocked hundreds from attending. The would-be worshippers hurled rocks at the soldiers. The problem is that the complex houses not only the third holiest site of Islam, it's also a sacred spot for Jews. Linda Gradstein reports.
Stephen Sachs is celebrating his bar mitzvah at the Western Wall, known in Hebrew as the Kotel. His friends and family have just thrown candy at him after Stephen made the blessings over the Torah. He had his first bar mitzvah in Deerfield, Illinois, a few months ago. Now his family, including his two grandmothers, has come to Israel for a two-week family trip, and they're celebrating again. His father, Mark, who runs a private equity firm, says in some ways this time is even better.
To be here with a small, intimate group here at the Western Wall at the Kotel in Jerusalem is so special and so meaningful, and it brings it all together to us that for Jews, American Jews or Jews anywhere around the world, not only is Israel our home and our homeland, but Jerusalem is certainly the capital and the spiritual capital. So this is even sweeter.
Stephen, too, seems to connect with the history of the place.
It feels really great to be here. I mean, this is exactly where my ancestors were 2,000 years ago. And to be here on the same street level, and there's still rubble from where the Temple Mount was destroyed. I mean, it's terrible that it was destroyed, but it's still amazing that it's still here today and that nothing happened to it.
Today, the site is both a Jewish and Muslim holy shrine. Israel controls the Kotel, the Western Wall, and the Muslim Trust is in charge of the Al-Aqsa Mosque above. Each side is suspicious of the other's intentions. In September 2000, then-opposition leader Ariel Sharon, accompanied by his party members and a large squad of riot police, toured the area that Jews call the Temple Mount and Muslims call the Haram al-Sharif. His visit sparked rioting. The next day, after Friday prayers, Israeli police opened fire on stone-throwing protesters, killing seven Palestinians. That started what became known as the Second Intifada, that escalated to suicide bombings all over Israel and Israel's reoccupation of West Bank cities. Daoud Najib, a Palestinian tour guide, says he prays at the Al-Aqsa Mosque at least three times every day. During the holy month of Ramadan, he says, there can be more than 100,000 Muslims at the site.
I feel it's holy. You feel something there, holy. You feel that God with you. Really?
He says most Palestinians don't believe that the place really was the site of the first and second temple, although he does. And he says he believes that this tiny piece of land is the crux of the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians.
The whole problem between the Arab and the Jewish here because of the mosque. Because the Jewish says, you know, it's the Jewish temple. And it's true. And it's true. Before the mosque, it was the Jewish temple, Solomon Temple. But after that, the Islam came and built that mosque instead of the temple.
Some Jews believe that a third temple will be built on the same site. Rabbi Chaim Ritzman runs the Temple Mount Institute, a group which is devoted to making all of the instruments and clothes that will be used in the third temple. He says he does not support violence. And here's his response to the question, what will happen to the mosques that are already built on the site?
I believe that if we were the people that we were supposed to be, that the Muslims would say to us, could you please build the temple and bring the light of God back into the world? The temple, building the temple, is not about confrontation and it's not about violence. I don't have to apologize, on the other hand, for the fact that this is the place that God chose to build the temple.
Jews like Ritzman hope that God or man will choose to build another temple at the same site. God's intentions are unknown, but many others, including those in the international community, worry that men's actions could lead to another war. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.